So now is the opportunity to do a nice little bit of meditation. So those of you sitting on chairs, sitting on the floors, just get yourself as comfortable as you can, close your eyes, and then we can begin the half an hour of peace and quiet. Very good. And with your eyes closed, it's the time to start becoming more aware of your body, to be able to get the body in a relaxed position. So don't just assume that your body is already in the best position. We're going to examine it much more closely. So you start off with your legs, the thighs down to the toes. How do they feel? This is focusing, zooming in onto one part of your body. Everything else, just ignore for a few moments and just focus on your legs. How are your legs? This is a means to arouse, to begin mindfulness by asking a question of a part of your body. How do you feel, legs? You get an answer. You can feel, you get some response. Do you want to be moved, legs? Is there any part of your legs which may get into pain, discomfort, if you don't adjust them now? Because when I ask that question, my big toe of my right foot is a bit squashed, so I'm going to move it. That's better. So I'm careful, listening to the feelings in my legs, listening in the sense of paying attention to them, making sure that everything is well adjusted. And only when I am satisfied that my legs are as comfortable as they could possibly be, then I move up to my butt and ask, do you need to be adjusted? It's amazing. When I focus on it, you feel that it needs some change. So I'm going to now adjust my butt. Just move my cushion further underneath. You're on a chair, just fidget a little bit to make sure it's the most comfortable position for you. A lot of times people don't pay attention to these sometimes insignificant parts of the body. Then your leg goes to sleep, you get aches and pains. People fidget because they're not comfortable. And they're not comfortable because they didn't spend enough mindfulness and kindness at the beginning. And then, once my legs and butt feel comfortable, then move up to my back. Many people do have pains, stiffness, sciatica. You feel your back become really aware of how it's being held. Is it comfortable? If you're on a chair, you can try moving forward, try moving back, until you find the best position. No assumptions, just experience. This is important for later on in the meditation. You're using awareness, mindfulness, to assess the comfort of your back and you're using the kindness to move to get the best position. So mindfulness and the kindness working together to bring peace, comfort, relaxation. Once my back feels comfortable, then I look where I've got my hands. I focus on my hands because a lot of time you see people fidgeting their hands because they're not aware of where they put their hands and they just take it for granted, they're comfortable anywhere. Find the best position for your hands. Aware, move this way, that way, get feedback until you find the best position. Sometimes you look at dogs before they go to sleep. They just go round and round and round until they find the most comfortable position for themselves. Yeah, usually go out to my shoulders. People do have tension in shoulders. So find the best position. Sometimes I got learn lots of little methods. Sometimes I tense the shoulders up, scrunch them up as much as I can, and then let go. And after I let them go, they go to a place which was far more relaxed than when I started. And I can feel my shoulders. And I get awareness that they're pretty relaxed. I can relax them a little bit more, which I'm doing. People say, how do you relax your muscles? Awareness. A little bit of trial and error. Experiment this, experiment that. And then you get the feedback. Is it getting more relaxed or less relaxed? This is how you learn. Mindfulness, feedback, trial and error, and kindness. And then, once my shoulders are relaxed, go up to my neck. People do get pains in the neck because of bad posture. It's not just the muscles of the neck. It's also, for me, maybe for others, irritations in the throat. Sometimes coughing helps, but a lot of times it just kicks a can down the road, as they say. The throat gets irritated again afterwards. So I developed this being aware of that irritation feeling, that itchy, scratchy feeling, and finding how to relax it. To soothe it. A bit of trial and error, and getting the feedback from mindfulness. Soon you learn how to relax an irritation in the throat. And then lastly, I go up to my head, making sure it's well balanced. Not too far to the left, not too far to the right, not leaning forward, not leaning back. To feel the best position. And then the muscles around the eyes, the mouth, forehead. When you can experience those parts of the body, you soon learn how to relax everything. Once my head is relaxed, I just look at the whole body just sitting here. Instead of in parts, just together, united, really at peace. You learn how to relax your body just sitting down. Once I can experience some relaxation of the body, comfort, I also notice the delight, the pleasure of relaxation. It doesn't have to be totally relaxed, but the more relaxed your body feels, the more delightful is that sensation, that feeling. And I focus on that delight of a body at ease. And that delight, focusing on it, it takes the body into even deeper relaxation. Body becomes really loose and happy, but firm and stable at the same time. It becomes pleasant just sitting here. Don't need to move. I just enjoy that delight of a relaxed body just for a few minutes. And then I turn deeper inside into my emotional world, my mind. And here I developed the idea of a peaceometer. How peaceful are you, or how agitated? Giving it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means very peaceful. 10 means quite agitated. What number do you give your peaceometer right now? Are you really peaceful? Average? A bit agitated? What you're looking at is this thing I call the peaceometer. Just like you looked at your legs, your butt, your back, hands, shoulders, you're looking at something which is even more interesting. How peaceful are you? And just like you could adjust your body to make it more comfortable, you can find how to move the needle of the peaceometer closer and closer to 1. What makes your mind more peaceful? What makes it more disturbed? if you dwell in the past or the future, the silence disappears. See if you can look just in this moment, wherever you came from, wherever you're going. It's just like the wind. We only know when the wind caresses our face, where it comes from, where it goes to. It's not our business. Life is that wind. We only really know it when it's here, in this moment. Where it goes to, we can only project, fantasize. Where it came from, we can only guess. Just right now is all you have. The peace of just being. Now. See if you can resist the temptation to describe things and give orders and plan and take notes. See if you can just be silently aware of the present. If you do become aware of your breathing, just let the breath come in naturally, not forced, not planned. Let it go out according to its nature. You've been breathing for so many years, you don't need to tell the breath what to do. Just observe it with kindness, with respect. If you wish, you can just imagine breathing in peace, breathing out, let go. How do you feel now? How relaxed is your body? We use another word for the same thing, relaxed mind, we call it peaceful. How peaceful is your mind? Feel it. Don't think it, just know it with your emotional wisdom. Just know how delightful a peaceful mind is. Just like a relaxed body is delightful, a peaceful mind is gorgeous. In a few moments, I will ring the gong. Please wait till the last ringing of the gong disappears. And only then, open your eyes. Don't come out too quickly. Let the gongs gradually take you out for meditation, back into this hall. Excellent. So, you want to adjust your posture, go to the toilet, get a glass of water, whatever. And in a minute or two, I'll begin this evening's little talk.